For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Friday night in Greenville, and the buzz of caffeine and conversation makes for a lively night out. What's interesting, though, is that for all this chatter, almost all the people you're hearing hear this. Nothing. See, most of the 200-plus people milling around this Lawrence Road location on signing Starbucks night are deaf. Signing nights are exactly what you'd expect, nights for the deaf and hard of hearing in the upstate to get together socially and converse in their primary language, American Sign Language, or ASL. And the immediate popularity for signing nights was made possible by something that deaf people tend to embrace, despite the blame it usually gets for burning the world's social infrastructure to the ground: social media. Jason Hurtage, speaking through interpreter Heather Knight, co-founded Signing Starbucks in Greenville by way of a Facebook group page. We spoke at the same Starbucks a week later.
I mean, this signing event we established was only advertised via Facebook. It was maybe 1, 2, 3 posts at most, and the turnout exceeded our expectations on such minimal social media use.
Say what you will about social media platforms, they've been decidedly beneficial to deaf people. Hurtage calls social media the bridge over the gaps deaf people have in education, job opportunities, and, yes, social lives.
I think it's been more helpful than harm. It has made it easier to make contact.
Sherry Williams is the president of the South Carolina Association of the Deaf. She is speaking through her husband, Roger.
I think for people who are curious, they may see something on the internet and want to just explore it.
Communications technologies have long been a friend of the deaf. TTY, a clunky hybrid of phone and typewriter, came out in the 1960s. That generally gave way to video phones a few decades later. Both systems gave the deaf access to the hearing, TTY through text and video phone through a sort of video conference call featuring an interpreter. Apps like Skype and FaceTime let deaf people talk to each other directly in the highly visual ASL. But as game-changing as these technological leaps have been, Roger Williams says he's seen face-to-face, in-person socializing suffer some in the deaf community.
With video phones and FaceTime and vlogs, that need just to talk to somebody is less, because I no longer need to physically be there in person to talk.
The caveat is that despite all this technology's benefits and reach, it still can't reach everyone. And maybe the biggest communications desert for the deaf is rural America. Amelia Englund is the president of the Upstate Association of the Deaf. She is speaking through her usual interpreter and friend, Callie Marsh.
Not all deaf people have access to technology and the incredible technology that we have. We still have people who are very isolated in rural areas, and they don't have that ability to reach out and use the technology the way that we're able to, and especially in the state of South Carolina.
Getting to these most isolated people is slow going, England says. But by staying grassroots, by regularly putting new events and information online, and by finding new ways to use social media platforms and communications technologies to let deaf people know they're not nearly as alone as they might sometimes feel, she hopes the isolated and the deaf community come to realize they can maybe get a cup of coffee sometime, or whatever else they want to get together and talk about. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.